For this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we continue our series on the Britton Film Collection with historian Michael Zaws. Today's focus will be a premiere of some of the films in that collection coming up next month.
Everything that we know that's part of the Britton Collection that I have possession of, we have it digitized. We did find that there's parts of the Britton Collection at the Library of Congress that we don't have copies of. And we don't have those copies yet, but we're hoping to get them. And we don't know for sure how many films there are. And I know people say, well, can't you count? But the reason we don't know for sure how many films there are is that Mr. Britton, as I'm sure many projectionists did, would make his own film. He would take a film of Venice and then cut it and splice it in with a dramatic play about Venice. So what now is one film, maybe originally was four. And I was suspicioned that he did that, but there, I thought, well, I will never know if he did that. But when we were at the Library of Congress, we could pull some of the original films off of the shelf and lay them out, and I could run my finger along and feel where he spliced them. So when we say we don't know how many films we have, it's not total ignorance, but I would guess 150 at least. We've gone through those 150 films. I work with Red Cedar Chamber Music, which is for years considered one of, if not the top chamber music group in the nation. And they're an Iowa-based group. They've always been interested in this collection. So together we went through and we put the films in categories. Travelogue, comedy, magic, drama, different categories. And then we selected films in each of those categories, then narrowed it down so that we have the same categories with two totally different sets of films within them. So that when we have the world premiere of these films in March at the Ainsworth Opera House, there's two entirely different programs, but there's a drama one each night and travelogue ones each night. But the two nights of the premiere will have totally different programming. And working with Red Cedar, they helped select the films that they felt they wanted to work with of scoring music for. So all the films that we'll be showing, well, I guess maybe not all, I think a couple I talk to, but other than that, the others are all set to live music. And so when we have the premieres at Ainsworth, there will be the movies, some of which are ones that we have shown in the past. Many of them are films that have not been seen for over 100 years, and they'll be set to very significant live music. And some of that music was composed by one of our country's best composers just specifically for those movies. The movie will be movies that haven't been seen for 100 years and the music will never have been played in public before. And I call it premiere. I suppose maybe we should have re-premiere, but I don't know that that's a word. But it is a premiere in that the movies have never been shown with this music, so I think it's a premiere. We're doing it at the Ainsworth Opera House. Frank and Indiana Britton appeared at the Ainsworth Opera House. They did shows there. We have their books, so we know when they were there, how much money they made, and so forth. So we know that it's a historically accurate venue. Also, the Ainsworth Opera House has let us do a Britton Film Festival every year for, I think, maybe 17 years. We've done a Britton Film Festival. The State Theater here in Washington, we were unable to show the movies there until this past year because of scheduling contractual arrangements with the film companies. Today, we could never show them here. But the Ainsworth Opera House always let us show them there, so that's where all the premieres will take place. And another part of it is this building, the Ainsworth Opera House, this is its 100th year. So we're having a premiere of the movies in a building where they were originally shown and the opera house prior to this one as well. And it's the centennial of the building. So it's a multiple level celebration. I say we are not making it a big deal. It is a big deal. And we're going to enjoy it. The premieres will be at Ainsworth. Then we kind of take it on the road. And the next week we do a program in Ottumwa. And then we're in Cedar Rapids, Marion. We've got a show just got specifically scheduled today in Iowa City. So we're traveling around with it. We also have at least one show in Washington, D.C. this summer. We're taking it on the road. But the two premieres, and each night of the premiere in Ainsworth is a different program, as I said, those two programs will never be given just that way again. So they are premieres, and it'll be a one time for doing that. Things will be selected from it for other programs, but those particular programs, that's the only time that will be given.
Well, how does someone get one of those seats?
Pay huge amounts of money and bribe me. Actually, we have two sponsors that have been absolutely wonderful. The Hills Bank has helped us a great deal, and also the Brinton Trust. And what is interesting to me about the Brinton Trust, this is a trust set up by Frank and Indiana Brinton. And so he died in 1919, she died in 1955, and they're helping to pay for their premiere. And I think that's kind of cool. But the openings at Ainsworth are partially funded by those two groups, the Hills Bank and the Brinton Trust. People can reserve seats. We're having limited seating of 80 people each night. And some people, I'm sure, will think the tickets are kind of pricey. The ticket price is $40, but it is a world premiere, and no one else in the world is going to be able to see this. The musicians are world class, and most other places it would be several times that amount. If people are interested in coming, they need to contact me. I'll reserve them space. We won't take money until that night. But it will be a special time. We're doing a number of things to make it a world premiere. And it is special. We're not making it special.
That's local historian Michael Zaz joining us for our series on the Brinton Film Collection. Listen to tomorrow's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, where we'll be joined by one of the documentary filmmakers working on a project focused on the film collection and the events that have led to the premieres coming up next month and the tour that will follow. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.